We cover a lot of fairly serious topics on this show: politics, the economy, youth crime, that type of thing. So it is, of course, nice to mix it up every once in a while and have a chat about something a little bit different, a little bit fun. And I absolutely love this one. It's all happening at the Earlville Shopping Town as part of Seniors Month in October. Get a load of this. One of the events that Earlville Shopping Town is hosting is a heartwarming speed dating event for over 60s. Speed dating for over 60s. There you go. Now, as they're saying, it's not necessarily all about finding love, but you never know your luck in the big city, that's for sure. It's also just about giving people the chance to, well, make new friends, have a chat, but perhaps also find a companion. Just to talk a little bit more about that, given it is Seniors Month from the 1st of October, we've got Rachel Wilson, Marketing Manager at Earlville Shopping Town, on the line. Rachel, how did you come up with this idea? It sounds like a lot of fun.
Don't you love it? It was something that came to me when I noticed a lot of our seniors through our centre are really quite lonely. They come across most days from the retirement homes, and I thought it was a good opportunity just to get them together, just to basically have a chat. They don't necessarily have to speed date, like you say, for love. It might be just to strike up a new friendship, and I guess break that isolation that they've been in since the pandemic and that kind of thing. So exciting for us.
Very, very cool indeed. Tell us a little bit about how will it work? Where will it be held at the centre, that type of thing?
So it will be held in the food court. So we've actually got two sessions because I'm expecting it to be popular. The first one being on the 8th. And what we're running it from is 10 o'clock in the morning. So it will run for 2 hours. And the seniors will have 10 minutes of one-on-one chat time, not necessarily with the opposite gender. It can be looking for friends. So it's depending on who arrives on the day and who is registered. They will get to have 10-minute chats. We'll have a break halfway through, and then we will see at the end who they would like to match with, to, I guess, connect with on a friendship level or a love level. And then we will send them their matches the next day so that they can connect personally.
Very nice indeed. Have you got any stats, any sort of facts and figures about, I mean, are our senior citizens, you know, feeling lonely? How did COVID affect them? That type of thing.
We know that, look, 23% of the aged over 70 are maintaining daily contact with loved ones, which is pretty low on the scale. So we know that a lot of people over in the retirement homes don't have contact with their loved ones because they're interstate. So this is just our way, I guess, of empowering them and making them, I don't know, have a bit more of a local seniors life, so to speak, so that they get to meet some new people and build some meaningful connections. We're all about the vitality of their well-being here. At the end of the day, I hate seeing people sitting in the coffee shops and in the food court lonely. So, yeah, we want them to build some connections.
Very cool. How can people register? What's the next step for people if they want to get involved?
As I'm aware, a lot of the seniors don't like to hop online, so they're more than welcome to come into the centre and see our customer care desk, and they can fill a form in and register with customer care. If they are tech savvy, they can hop onto Eventbrite and log in to Earlville Shopping Town, and they'll find the event chatter that matters.
There you go. Eventbrite online or the customer care centre. Visit the lovely staff, I think just outside Woolies there, isn't it, the customer care desk?
That's right.
Very cool. The other quick thing to catch up with you about, Rachel, as well, in the last, 48 hours or so, they've released the latest consumer spending figures here on a national level. It's surpassed economic forecasts, 0.6% in July. In fact, they're saying that Australian retail sales have climbed for the 8th straight month. Incredible. You know, despite all the, I guess, the doom and gloom about rising interest rates and certainly the cost of living pressures that we're all facing, but people are still out and about spending. Is that reflected in activity there at Earlville Shopping Town?
Definitely is, yes. We're definitely seeing over the school holiday period especially that people are still coming in. Obviously, they're doing a lot of their convenience shopping, but we're seeing an increase in women's apparel as well as a lot of people buying to go on holidays. So a lot of people are shopping here and then packing their bags and going on a holiday. So it's great to see that it's still thriving out there.
There you go. Amazing. They're saying that food-related industries as well, cafes, restaurants, takeaway food, the spending was up there as well. So it's interesting, isn't it, that yes, we're still, as you said, the evidence is there down at Earlville Shopping Town. People are still out and about spending. So that's good.
We love that.
Very good. All right, so there you go. Just a final reminder, if you are keen on the speed dating, give us the details again, Rachel. When's it being held and how can people register?
So it's being held on, the first one is on the 8th of October from 10 a.m. in the food court here at Irville Shopping Town. It's called Chatter That Matters. Pop on into the centre to see our customer care desk to fill a form in, or you can go on to Eventbrite and look for Irville Shopping Town and register online.
Very good indeed. Well, we might catch up with you after it just to find out how many people found love. That would be very...
I'd love to do that, yes.
and mates as well, not mates as well. Very sweet indeed. Rachel Wilson, Marketing Manager at Irville Shopping Town, thanks for your time on The King Review today.
Thank you.